Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience.
Welcome to episode 12 of the In the Limelight podcast. Today's guest is Paulette Bodeman. She is known as the Breakaway Girl, and she's a tantric yogi. I've seen Paulette do things with her body that should be illegal in at least 13 states. Enjoy, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Clarissa Burt here in the Limelight TV, and yet another fantastic guest this morning. I'm really excited to have a very, very good friend that I've known for a long time. I guess lately I've been having people that I know forever coming in, and I'm so excited to introduce to you Paulette Bodeman, who is known as a tantric yogi, and I want to learn all about that. This is her book, The Breakaway Girl. I have it. She's dedicated it to me, so this is my copy. I'm excited to have this. I want her to tell us all about this book. It's sort of an autobiographical work, correct?
Yeah. It started because I've been teaching yoga and teaching meditation and philosophy, tantric philosophy, for quite a long time. It started between journaling and questions that my clients and students would ask. It just morphed and it became this memoir. It's also self-help because at the end it's broken into four parts in dedication to the goddesses. Because they are our superpowers.
Yes.
And I realized I was writing, and I tell the story about my writing coach who I kept saying to him, I don't know the title.
I remember that phase. Yeah.
And he said, just keep writing. And right. So I kept writing, and he said, the book will tell you. And I'm like, the book is going to tell me? But the book told me. So one day I'm hiking with my husband in northern Arizona, and we're talking about the book and sections. We're talking about that my mom, at different periods of my life, called me the black sheep of the family.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's a whole other chapter. She'll be back for another episode.
Exactly. We'll talk about. Exactly. And we're hiking away, and I'm like, I was never the black sheep of the family. I was a breakaway girl. And I was like,
That's my gosh. That's it.
And so the whole premise, the idea, and it morphed, and the whole course of my work has shifted and changed because what I realize is that we're all breakaway girls and guys,
right.
And that we have these moments in life where we need to make a shift.
Yeah.
And we have to break away from what's keeping us stuck in that story.
Right. And to that end, you've created an online digital course for women mostly, but men as well. But let's say women mostly, that help them when they're in that stuck place, help them get out of that stuck place, move forward into enlightenment, empowerment. Tell us about that. Because I want to do it too. I want to do the course.
Yay!
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah.
Yay.
I can't wait to do it. Yeah, yeah.
The course starts in October. It's called The Roadmap to Legacy. It's led to this idea of breaking away and creating the life that you want and making these shifts. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the coaching world right now is talking about leaving a legacy. I want to shift that because I believe that you have to live your legacy every day. You have to learn how to create a new narrative, rewrite the script of your life, and live your legacy today. Then it becomes the legacy that you leave. It's not that you wait towards the end and you decide, wow, did I do what I want to do? Do it now. And that's what the online course is about. It's about learning who you are, where your stuckness is, how to get out of that.
Right.
I call it the BS limiters.
Right.
You know, it's that bullshit that you tell yourself.
She just said a bad word.
I did. It's like that stuff, that rumination that just keeps you spinning in this circle. Mm-hmm. But we are not, I truly believe we are not controlled by our circumstances, though it does mess us up, but we have the power to rewrite the story of our life.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many women I speak to that really do hold themselves back, don't realize that they're doing it, and I think that they get stuck in the I'm taking care of everybody else place, and that's what I'm supposed to do as a woman, and that's what I'm supposed to do as a daughter, and that's what I'm supposed to do as a mother and a wife. They don't leave enough time for themselves. So really, really cool that you've created this course to help women in that place. Because I know that there's a book in everybody, there's a message in everyone, there's a story in everyone, there's so much more to to be done. And I know that this is true for myself as well. As you know, you were at my 60th birthday party some months ago. 60 is a different number. It's a whole different world, right? So at least it is for me, because, you know, I don't think about legacy in the sense that I don't have children, but I have friends and I have family and I have cousins and nieces and nephews and other people that might either want to look up to me for some reason or that I could leave something of value to. It only really dawned on me recently. Do not go away, because we are going to be right back right after this commercial break. Hey everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about Audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning, or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissaburt.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over 1 million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. You're back, everybody, in the limelight with Paulette Bowman. I thought legacy meant leaving something to your children.
Hugely part of my program.
Right.
I did help take care of my folks the last couple of years. They both passed.
Yes.
And I have all these little stories about my mom, who was an amazing woman. Towards the end, as she was passing, we would have these little conversations. And in yoga, we call it sutra, when there's these short little pithy statements that are potent and packed with stuff. She spoke to me in sutras. She would grab my hand and say to me, when I'm gone, don't feel sad. Keep doing your work. I didn't have that in my age. Women need mentors. They need voices. So keep doing what you're doing. What really spurred me on was when they were still able to come for dinner and lunch and that, I would have these family dinners. And I would ask these questions. One day I wanted to be about my mom and dad. So I would ask them silly questions. What's your favorite dinner and color and all of that? And then I said, what's your legacy? And my mom started crying.
Oh, no.
And my son, who holds his feelings rather close, he got these tears in his eyes. And he said, what are you talking about, Nana? And she said, well, I don't have anything to leave. And he said to her, you're the legacy. And she was like, what? We went around the table and we each told her something that we felt was one of the qualities that we either had because of her.
Right.
Or wanted
learn
to
from her.
Learn from her, emulate.
And that we'll pass on because of her.
That's
right.
Legacy.
Right, right, right.
How are you living your life every day? What
right.
are the qualities?
What a powerful moment. Wow.
Yes.
That was really
huge.
I don't know if everybody heard the nonna part. We passed right by nonna.
The nonna part.
I just can't get away from my Italians.
Yeah, no.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. What is your maiden name?
Stramaglia.
Oh, there you are. All right. You see how with a passion.
Stramaglia.
So is it a weekly course? Is it dripped out every week or can you binge on it? How does it work?
Yes. It's 8 weeks through Zoom and it will be recorded. So it will be live, but if people cannot take it live, then they will have the recording, and it's theirs to keep. Every week will be my teaching, and then we'll do some exercises, journaling, coaching.
Right.
Some physical things, too, that I want to throw in there, because we have to embody this.
What is it that you got? Well, first of all, I want to know what tantric means, and then yogis. How do you know when you reach the status of yogi? Are you told? Is it something that's gifted and given to you, or is it something you just know?
What a great question.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
I think yogi, most people still think of yogis today as people who get on the mat and do an asana posture practice.
Yes.
And that is really true, especially here in the States. But yogis are people who want to engage in life fully and look at the philosophy. Mm-hmm. Tantra means to weave and to web. It's like a thread of your life. It also means it's a method. So it's a methodology, sort of like a GPS. It's like an inner GPS for life. Mm. It gives you these guidelines in this roadmap to how to weave your inner and outer landscape, I like to say, and create a life worth living, to create a legacy self, I call it. You become a yogi when you decide to up-level your life and become more aware and conscious.
I want to show you the book again, because I don't know if you can see close up, probably not, but you should go and take a look on Amazon at The Breakaway Girl, because I've always said about Paulette that she does things with her body that I think are illegal in about 16 different states. It's great. I'd say that in love, and I say it in jest, because the things that she could do, I mean, are really enviable, to say the least, through the practice. When did you start and why?
Oh, I started later in life because you talked about that 60 mark. I've hit that 60 mark a few years ago. I didn't start till later in life, and I was never an athlete. I was very shy as a young girl, so I didn't really do much. I had a young son. I say he was my guru because he pushed the boundaries, and he made me have to look at life differently, not just the same old. So I was led to the practice and to the philosophy, mostly meditation came first, and I wanted to make sure that I showed up and was the best mom for him and the best person I could be. And I made a lot of mistakes. You know, I wish I could have a do-over, but
I think that's really great right there. We're going to go to commercial break. Do not go away, because we are going to be right back with Paulette Bowman.
In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need, people who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
This is Kerry Flanders, CEO of First Direct Financial. We are a direct credit card processing company with all the major banks in the United States, including First Data, TSYS, Elavon, Banta, and Worldpay. We guarantee our pricing. If we can't save you money on your current processing fees, we will write you a check for $1,000 just for taking the time to compare. We do interchange plus pricing, have no cancellation fees, we're quick, we're secure. We make sure all your transactions are point-to-point encrypted, transactions are safe, and your customers' data is safe and secure. We offer instant discounts, and best of all, there's no contracts. First Direct Financial processes all forms of electronic payments, including debit and credit cards, ACH, file, web-based, recurring, and checks. Find a processor for practically any business. For a free, no-obligation quote, feel free to contact me direct, Kerry Flanders, 480-246-6464, or Flanders at firstdirectfinancial.com.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, inspirednewsradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. Inspirednewsradio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. One of the things that I love to put into my shake every morning is Life Enriched Berry Greens. I've been using it for a really long time. I'm loving the optimal results. It just improves overall health. It's a powerful source of antioxidants. It helps with your digestive, colon support. It helps to strengthen your immune support, balances your healthy pH levels. It boosts vitality and energy. And I absolutely love the fact that it's only 35 calories a serving. It's low in carbs and it tastes great. You're going to want to go over to clarissaburt.shop under Feel Good and take a look at Life Enriched Berry Greens. Do it now. You're going to thank me.
Back with Paulette Bowman in the limelight, everybody. Did you get a lot of answers from meditation?
I love meditation. Yeah. And people think that meditation is about stopping the thoughts in your mind. From a tantric perspective, that's impossible. Our mind thinks involuntarily. It's like our heart beats and we breathe. Our mind has thoughts. Meditation is simply showing up. You pay attention to, is that same crazy thought that really isn't true anymore?
But it still is stopping. It's relaxing into a chair or on the floor or on the mat or whatever that is.
Totally.
Closing your eyes, be mindful of breath, and going where universe is going to take you, I suppose. So that's basically what it is. Just the first two steps in that, stopping and sitting down for me, it's a huge, huge challenge. When I've tried it before in the past, it's challenging because I feel as though I'm taking something away from something I'm really supposed to be doing. I know, that's why I want to take your course.
Yeah, because you have to break away and shift that thought. That's a habitual mindset that the busier we are,
the
more productive we are.
Right.
The thing is, I think the Dalai Lama said that he meditates for an hour a day when he doesn't have a whole lot to do, which I can't imagine him not.
Right.
And then when he does have a whole lot to do, he meditates for 2 hours because it expands the time frame. Now, you don't have to meditate for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. You start with 3, 5, 10, maybe 20 minutes.
Right.
But it sets the tone of your day. It calms your nervous system and it clears the cobwebs away. To me, anything worth something, a value, legacy, whatever, is challenging.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
Right.
Life isn't easy. Life could be hard.
You think?
Yeah.
How was it?
Yeah. Life could be hard, but when you give yourself that time to really pay attention to what is it I really want?
Right.
I see on your board there, eliminate limiting beliefs and emotion. That's part of my course. I have this model called the breakaway model, like stop that loud chatter in your head. And break is the limiting beliefs that you have, the beliefs that you have adopted from your cultural DNA, whatever, that do not serve you anymore. The R is rumination. What are those thoughts that take you down the rabbit hole all the time that you just keep spinning?
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay attention to that. And then what are the emotions and the feelings that arise that, you know, okay, I'm feeling anxious right now. I'm feeling challenged or I'm feeling fear. You have to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the A is authorship. Take authorship of your life and rewrite your script. The K is kinesiology. Like, how are you going to embody this and move it?
I remember that when you were writing the book, it was really rather cathartic for you.
Yes.
It was a process. I remember, first of all, I think you struggled with wanting to do it or not do it. Who would really care? Should I really do this? And you got past that. Then it was the name, what's it going to be called? And what am I going to put in it? And is it going to be more of a teaching kind of book? And then you went, nope, that's not what I'm going to do. It's going to become an autobiography. I mean, there was a real zigzag around this project and this body of work. I remember going through this kind of with you on the phone, and as we were going through it, you were going through it. I helped you on a phone call or two as a girlfriend, and what do you think kind of thing. You really went through it fully. So there were a couple of breakaways for you along the way.
Definitely. Yeah. That. Thank you for that. Yeah. Yes, and I really appreciate Clarissa has always been there for me from the day we met.
Yes.
And I could pick up the phone.
When did we meet? I don't even remember. Do you? How we met or when we met?
I don't remember.
That is the craziest thing.
Oh, because you started teaching me Italian, but I failed.
I failed the class. You stopped. You broke away from Italian. That's what you did.
Stop. I just want to say that we always have breakaway moments and that it's paying attention to them and letting them work for you. Not against you.
I love you.
Oh.
I love you dearly. I really do. I love this lady. Paulette Bowman, everybody, you want to get her book, The Breakaway Girl. And your courses, when are they going to drop and how can people find you?
They could find me on paulettebowman.com on my website. The course starts in October and my podcast starts in early September.
Fantastic. Bowman is B-O-D-E-M-A-N, just so everybody knows. paulettebowman.com. Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode of In the Limelight. Bye, everybody. Until next time.
Ciao.
Oh, yeah, ciao. I'll still leave me.
Why not?
Thanks, everybody, for stopping by and listening to this episode of In the Limelight podcast. And I'd like to give a very special shout out to my audio engineers, Kat Rivera and Trey Brancamonte. Don't forget to follow me on social. On Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official, and pretty much everywhere else, you can find me under Clarissa Burt. Be sure to stop over to ClarissaBurt.com and sign up for my newsletter, and you will be able to keep abreast of the In the Limelight media. And you'll also be able to keep abreast of the In the Limelight magazine that comes out quarterly. Check out InTheLimelightMedia.com. And a very special thanks to the In the Limelight podcast sponsors, Inspired News Radio, First Direct Financial, Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, and Clarissa Travel Club. Until next time, everybody, have a good one.